Local governments generate revenue in many different ways. Court fees, emergency services, municipal bonds, but above all, taxes. For areas with big tourism industries, the pandemic has thrown a wrench into a key revenue-generating engine.
Hangar Hotel, please hold.
The Hangar Hotel in Frederiksberg is a World War II aviation-themed hotel. Visitors hear World War II-era classics, like Glenn Miller's In the Mood, while they're on hold and when they walk into the lobby. But nowadays, fewer and fewer people are in the mood to stay in hotels.
I mean, usually almost every weekend we're full.
Kelly Griddle is the marketing manager for the hotel. So, in normal, pre-pandemic times, the Hangar Hotel is completely booked up.
The last couple weekends, we've probably been a little less than half full.
That's a big drop-off, and this is a boutique hotel, right next to the runway of the Gillespie County Airport. Well-to-do tourists park their prop planes and jets a few dozen yards away from the hotel's entrance. How long is the current lag in business sustainable?
I don't know. there's so many pieces and parts that work into that. I don't know.
The hotel is about to reopen its diner, which might help. But the drop-off in occupancy has been tough, and it has ripple effects.
Every year we do a street paving program. We cut that program in half this summer. We cut our sidewalk funding in half. In the parks area, we cut out a restroom, a new restroom that we had planned to purchase for one of our parks. And again, we have some positions in both those departments that we're not filling. So primarily in the area of streets and parks.
Kent Myers is the city manager. He works right off of Main Street, a tourism hub. The city's hotel occupancy tax revenue from April through June of 2020 was about 13% lower than the same time span in 2019.
But a lot of our short-term rentals are actually doing very well. So the sense we have is people are wanting to maintain that social distancing by getting into short-term rentals versus hotel establishments.
And that boom in short-term rentals led to a bump in hotel tax revenue in July. After that three-month drop-off, the city actually saw an increase of about 6% for the month of July in 2020 compared to 2019. And sales tax revenue is even stronger.
So far, so good. Our actual sales tax collected so far this fiscal year is almost exactly what it was last year. So we didn't experience any growth, but it's been pretty flat. So we've been very pleased so far.
And an important note, sales tax figures lag 2 months. So the massive hit the city took in April wasn't known until June. The surprising recovery in May, an increase of $30,000 over the same time in 2019, wasn't clear until July. The state will send June figures to cities later this month, but it already said that for July, statewide, sales tax revenue jumped about 4.3% compared to last year. A big part of that sales tax revenue, online business. Fisher and Wisser Specialty Foods in Frederiksberg has seen a huge jump in website sales, largely by design.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been in the online business since 1996. We've had Jelly.com and been producing and selling our products online for many, many, many years.
Case Fisher is president and CEO. The company has been online for more than two decades, but the website, it wasn't great. It needed a redesign.
Yes, when people had stopped coming up, there was really no other choice except to invest more in our website, which we had already been doing, but we were kind of pushed into it to really start diving into it.
And it worked. Online orders took off this year, from about 220 per month in the first quarter to about 440 per month in the second. And because of origin-based sales tax, when a customer in Dallas or even out of state buys, let's say, an $18 bottle of Gewürztraminer wine, a dollar and some change goes to the state of Texas, about 10 cents goes to Gillespie County, and of course, the wine goes to the customer, post haste via UPS. But even with all this good news, Frederiksberg is projecting a budget shortfall of about $500,000 for its general fund. At the state level, the outlook is more grim.
Overall, we will see a reduction in what is available for the legislature to spend from a $3 billion surplus when they left last session to right now about a $4.6 billion shortfall.
Glenn Hagar is the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. He oversees tax collections and tells the state legislature how much money it has to work with. And that's important because the state constitution forbids Texas from spending at a deficit, with very few exceptions. The state must at least break even. And that $4.6 billion shortfall, it's a somewhat optimistic projection.
The current revenue estimate assumes that the economies are going to continue to open up, that government restrictions will not be put on businesses, that actually they will slowly ease up as we continue through the fall.
But during a webinar with the Journal of the American Medical Association, CDC Director Robert Redfield said the fall and winter might be, quote, one of the most difficult times that we experienced in American public health. But there is some reason for hope, at least on the fiscal side. Texas has a rainy day fund. Hagar says the Texas Economic Stabilization Fund will have about $8.7 billion in it when the 2021 legislative session starts. And, Hagar says, increased federal funding could help with the shortfall. Fredericksburg has been able to close the gap in large part due to sales tax revenue from tourism and online business. They won't have to lay off city employees for now, but many other cities around the state aren't so lucky. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in the Texas Hill Country.